better now?
Where am I?
Do you still feel tired?
No. No, I don't. I feel wide awake, and I feel much warmer. In fact, I feel better all round. But where am I? Where did all them people come from?
Walk around a bit. Go on.
But can I? I'd never get through that mob.
Yes, you will, Lemmy. Go on. They'll make a way for you. Head straight up the street. Turn left to the next corner. There's a shop where you can get lox and soup and bagels and schmaltz.
Bernstein's.
I thought you didn't know this place.
Of course I know it. I was brought up here. This is the Sunday morning market.
And further down is Sam's, where you can get the finest pickled herrings in London. Straight out of the barrel.
Oh, it seems years since I tasted a nice pickled herring.
Just keep walking, Lemmy. They'll make way for you.
They don't even seem to notice me.
Why should they? At least one in a big crowd. Did you expect them to put the flags out?
Well, there's no need to be sarky. Hey, look. Well, I'll be... Here, over there by the cosmetic stall.
Somebody you know.
Noah. I'll say I do. Hey, Becky! Becky! Becky, it's me, Lemmy. Becky! Oh, pardon me, I thought you were somebody else. Well, there's no need to be like that about it. I mean, anybody can make a mistake.
Not the person you thought.
Did you see that? The way she acted, I might as well not have been there. She completely ignored me.
Yes.
Come to think of it, everybody seems to ignore me.
That's right.
Well, what do you mean, that's right? What sort of a welcome home is this? Me, just back from the other side of the sun. But for all this lot, Kerr, I might have just got back from the pictures.
Have you forgotten the soup? You were on your way to Bernstein's or to Sam's for a herring.
I'll settle for the soup and bagels.
Lemmy! Lemmy, where are you?
Hey? Who's that? Somebody's calling my name.
The Lockshin, Lemmy, the best in town.
Never mind the Lockshin. I distinctly heard somebody call my name, and it wasn't any of the crowd here, because for all the notice they've taken me, I might as well be invisible. Invisible? Is that why that girl ignored me? Looked straight through me as though I wasn't here at all. Yeah. There's something fishy going on around here.
Sam stocks the best fish in the market. His herrings can't be beaten.
And who are you?
Just one of the crowd.
Then why
Lemmy?
Don't you show yourself?
You've already looked at me twice.
Hey? Where? Which one? Which one is you? Hey, wait a minute. There's that noise. What's happening? Everything's getting blurred again. What are you doing? No! 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 Oh.
Feel better now?
Yeah, that's more like it. The most comfortable bed I ever slept in. Even if it is a bit creaky.
There's no place like home.
No? Hey? What do you mean, home?
Isn't this your home?
Yeah, it is, too. It's my room, my own room. And there are my autograph pictures on the wall. Neville Duke, Charlie Chaplin, and my Uncle Solly on the stage, with best wishes. Which day is it?
Sunday.
I always go over the lane on Sundays. Here, what's the time?
Must be getting late. Sun is high in the sky.
Oh, blimey, and I promised Mr. Bernstein I'd give him a hand in his delicatessen at 9 o'clock. Why didn't somebody wake me? Hey, Mama!
Wakey, wakey!
Yeah. Listen, it must be 1:15. That's the Billy Cotton band show starting up. On Mr. Van Berg's radio, it's always the same on Sundays. You can't hear yourself speak down here for the noise going on up there. I can't even turn that thing down. Hey, Mama!
She's out, Lemmy.
Hey?
Gone out looking for a bargain for you in Greatsaws, the tailor.
Oh, not that suit in the window, the one with the pinstripes.
She was saying it was a wonderful piece of material.
At a wonderful price and all. I've told her before, great suit charges too much. I'll have to go down there or stop her wasting her money.
Hadn't you better dress first?
Hey? Well, what's this I got on? Then my birthday suit?
Take off your helmet. How can you talk to her or to Sam or Sully or anyone else?
Well, I'm talking to you and I. Even though I can't see you.
And you can see everybody else but not talk to them, nor they to you unless...
Unless what?
Take off your helmet.
But I can't take it off. The atmosphere down here on Earth contains too much oxygen. One whiff of it would kill me.
The people in the marketplace seem lively enough.
Of course they are. They're used to it.
You can get used to it. Just lift your helmet for a second. Try it.
No. Orders are that helmets are to remain fixed at all times, except when within the pressurized cabins.
Orders are that you remove your helmet. And orders must be obeyed without question at all times.
What was that? Yeah. Who do you think you're giving orders to? And who gave you permission to come in here, in my room, and give orders to anybody?
Take off your helmet.
I won't take it off.
Take it off when I tell you. My life, did you ever see such a boy talking back to his mama yet?
But I don't want to take it off, Mama. This room isn't pressurized.
Pressurized, smesurized. I'll pressurize you if you don't do as you're told. Your papa's waiting down at Grayson's for you to try that suit on. Now, do me a favor. Are you coming or do I go and get him?
What is going on in here, Orion? How can I hear the program with all that shouting going on?
Now you're disturbing the upstairs tenants, Mama. Mr. Van Berg can't hear his radio.
With a radio like he's got, who would want to hear it?
But it's a good radio, Ma. It's so good he couldn't even get it wholesale.
Then more fool him for buying it. Now, do you take that helmet off and come on down to Great Souls, or do I take it off for you?
No, Mama, I can't come yet. I've had no breakfast.
And you think to eat it with a fishbowl over your head?
No, don't. No, Mama, if you take it over, I'll suffocate. A Martian can't breathe the Earth's atmosphere.
Let go. Take your hand away.
No. Don't take it off. You don't know what you're doing.
What are you trying to do, murder the boy?
You get back upstairs and mind your own business.
Don't let her take it off, Mr. Van Berg. She doesn't know what she's doing.
Take your hand away, do you hear?
Let me be a good boy and do what your Mama asks.
No, I can't. You don't understand. Oh, she's undone the hook. Mama, please.
I always said a space suit was not a good thing for a boy. Such ideas it gives them. You should have bought him a good book.
Well, don't stand there. Help me get it off.
Yes, Mrs. Barnett. I'll hold his arms and you unfix the head.
Let go of me. Please, Mama, let go.
Now, Lemmy, that's no way to talk to your elder.
There, he's coming. Hold him a little longer.
No. I shall die.
Quiet, Lemmy.